Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bulldog, how did you do on daily walk-off today? I thought today was tough.
What's this now?
Daily walk-off. Your daily
another
baseball.
Another brain teaser, mental gymnastic exercise, which I will not ever bother to take part in.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. So
How'd you do?
I did not.
No score.
DNP.
No score.
DNP, coach's decision, is next to my
coach's
name in the box
decision.
Score.
And I'm my own coach, and I'm not
player,
playing.
I'm player coach.
I choose not to run. Today's is, so it's a fun puzzle game, baseball only, by team. So you pick the team you want, and they have them all every day. And today you have to, like, line up players based on which decade they debuted in. And I'm very upset that I could not get Cleveland right. Mm. I made three outs on Cleveland without winning.
Wow.
Like, that was my team there for
That's right.
18 months.
That's a long run for you.
But it was hot.
Yeah.
I was very into it.
The Bison guys
yes.
at the time, Wright Grady and others.
Oh, I mean, I can't do the whole team, but I could do a lot better than any other team in the last 25 years on that one. I always remember the number as 22. It was 21 or 22 of the 25 Cleveland, now Guardians, on the team in the playoffs when they beat the Yankees, they lost to Boston. It's 07. But it's like 5, 6, and 7 where they're really good. The White Sox year, 05, that were all like almost the entire roster had played for the Bisons. Sabathia.
Right.
Peralta. Brandon Phillips. There were maybe, at the most, I think, four guys on that Cleveland team that had not played, had not come up through the Bisons. And especially small town market sports fan like myself, that what's better than that? Like you're not just going out and signing the top free agent. You're like
right.
you're really growing it. And they just didn't quite get there. As also is in keeping with my life experience as a sports fan, whether it's the Sabres, the Bills, the then Indians, the Leafs. I mean, just I don't really have any many trophies. I'll claim the Carmelo Anthony Syracuse team. I was into that.
But you didn't go to Syracuse.
I did not go to Syracuse. I covered their games.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You worked on the football broadcast.
Did that too.
That's close enough.
I never really, I should say never. I did really, I mean, I cried when they won.
All right.
That's maybe the real
yeah,
measure
sure.
of it.
Yeah.
Depending on how much of a crier you are.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I might cry during reverse AFC power rankings.
Well, let's get started.
I am a crier. It does not tire commercials. Oh, the little kid. I can be in tough.
I've been at wakes and funerals, and like I'm thinking to myself, I'm not crying here. I could be. I maybe should be, but I'm not. Not all. I don't have a 0% cry rate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's low. All right. Time now for reverse. The music tells you. Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Or that you're watching an old Monday Night Football game, which I did this morning.
Of course you did.
Patriots Dolphins. 1979. Greasy with the glasses.
Greasy with the glass and that funny face mask. Did he still have the funny
was a look.
That odd little face mask.
Steve Grogan. Great uniforms.
Steve Grogan. Grogan have the horse collar yet or no?
I don't think so.
Pre-horse collar Grogan.
I was in and out of consciousness.
Pre-horse collar Grogan. How many fantasy teams do you have that still need a name? Pre-horse collar Grogan. Maybe it's time to change Tunsil's gas mask. No.
Here's if you want it.
I don't think I want to do that.
Where does the hyphen go?
After pre. Yeah, pre-horse collar Grogan. Yeah. Between pre and horse.
I'll find a team. When the name is that good, I'll just buy one.
I love that name. Yeah. I'm so glad sometimes when my brain works.
I will put an S on all these, though. These are all going to be pluralized. Because I'm not, Miami Heat. Pre-horse collar Grogan's.
All right.
Does it ruin the sanctity of the brilliant thought to put the S on it?
A little, because people might look at it and go, what is Grogan's?
What is Grogan's?
Is that like the Moors? Is it like some medieval?
It sounds like a grocery store.
Yeah,
because of Kroger.
Kroger's Kroger. No S. Okay. I mean, whatever. Look, I'm gifting it to you. I
don't need it.
I don't want the S on there. I won't do anything with it. I don't think I can change. There's too much of a legacy. We've got all this gear.
How about the McElroy quads for the quad he made today in Toronto? Doesn't have a lot of them. First in 3 years on the tour.
Wow. Yeah.
4 over par on one hole. Okay, enough. You fooled around long enough. Let's go. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, 16.
I'm going to say Cleveland.
Cleveland is back.
I've enjoyed, really.
It's Rodgers.
Rodgers. It was the waiting for Rodgers that had me wanting to ding the Steelers. He's there. He's at least as good, I think, as Wilson and Fields were last year for them. I don't know that it's going to be much better. I did see a clip from Greg Cosell, maybe on our buddy Ross Tucker's football podcast, talking about how the tape tells you Rodgers is an upgrade over those two guys. I don't know. It might be a push. But I think he will help them. I was penalizing them. My methodology was to punish them in this exercise because they were just leaving the light on, embarrassingly so, I would say. Now that he's there, it probably helps them.
What I am curious about with the Browns is, okay, sure, they are terrible. They have been terrible. Who's the quarterback? They drafted two rookies, Dillon Gabriel, then Shedeur Sanders. That's interesting. Is one of them, and I would think maybe it would be Sanders first, but even that itself is a little bit complicated, is one of them going to be good enough to get them off of quarterback next year? Either just by eye test, or because they end up winning enough games, they still have Myles Garrett. They did upgrade some other positions in the draft. They drafted second. Maybe they win 6 games and draft 11th and feel like they might be somewhere with one of their young quarterbacks. And is that even good? I mean, what's the ceiling there? I don't know. Or is it all just to pass the time? I mean, what a waste of the two rookies if that's really it. And the odds are probably what? That they're drafting another guy next year early.
I think the odds are that, but I think you're going to want to get at least one of them out for a spin here, and it would make sense to do that with the guy you drafted earlier rather than later, but I guess it really depends on what they think of how their coming together, embracing the offense, figuring it out, you know, whatever, like how well they function. And it's possible that the guy drafted a few rounds later could be better at all that stuff. And so maybe he gets first crack. I don't know. But I think if you're them, you're hoping one of them gives you a reason not to do it again next year. But if I were betting on it, I would bet on them doing it again next year, drafting a quarterback.
Can Joe Flacco keep them around? We've done this with their schedule. First five games, Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings. Maybe that won't be possible. Cleveland, 15. Jets.
Sure.
14.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. I am keeping the window cracked open for Daniel Jones going in and it not looking like a total disaster.
Hmm.
Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman. This coach has some pedigree, Steichen.
Yeah.
Maybe he was so unable to tap in, no pun intended, into Richardson that Jones, with his experience, he's an athlete, gives them something close to like the water level. It's cracked open.
Yeah, okay.
I'd rather be Jacksonville, I know that.
You better hope it doesn't rain at just the right angle to get in that window.
Yes, right. There are like two or three days a year. You know of what you speak. There are two or three days of year where I'll get water in my living room because of the combination, like the force of the rain and a certain wind direction.
Mm-hmm.
Where it will come through. We had it looked at, and the guy was like, you don't really have a problem. You just had a bad day.
Right.
Where we have this, you know,
right. It's not leaking, really. It's that you had a window open in the wind, right? Or
no, it wasn't open. It's just skylight.
I see. Okay.
Maybe your window people would be like, oh, you have a leak.
There is something leaking. Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
We didn't do anything about it
because
it's so rare.
Yeah, well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll tell you this. These windows that I got in the attic that I talk about all the time are so much bigger. Like the space is the same, but gone. I had like double hung side by side, so there was like a beam in the middle. That's gone. So the windows are now entirely the size of the space, and I've left them open when it's rained. And the guitar, like, it's bad. Like, I have to be very conscientious this summer about keeping those windows closed if I think there's rain in the forecast, because stuff that I definitely do not want to get wet will get wet.
Yeah.
And before, I just leave them open all the time and nothing would really happen. Get some water on the carpet. Oh, who cares? But now it's like stuff's in danger because these windows are so beautiful and big and nice. When they're open, it's beautiful. But the rain is tough. Anyway.
Yes.
Where were we?
13.
Tennessee.
They're getting a little too much credit. What have they?
Yeah, they haven't done anything.
Maybe they get the quarterback right. Maybe. I don't know. Do we like the coach? Do we like the roster?
No.
Tennessee.
Tennessee's fine by me.
12.
I'm going to say Raiders.
Ooh, I hate that. Pittsburgh.
I'm Pittsburgh.
Jerks.
I love the Raiders right now. I might buy something.
Where were they last week?
10.
Oh, all right.
The last 4 weeks, starting with last week going backwards, 10, 10, 8, 9.
All right. I thought they were in the 11, 12 range to begin with. So when you said, oh, I hate that, I'm like, what the hell's... Who did you talk to this week that loves the Raiders?
Everybody loves them.
Yeah, I don't.
Best tight end in the league. Maybe the best running back in the league. Can't say that yet, but maybe top five right out of the chute.
Yeah, I'm one preseason long run from Gentry away from just being like, Raiders, playoffs, done.
I wonder if what they give him. I wonder what they do. Like, it's Pete Carroll. Like, maybe he plays in the preseason. I don't think he would for McVay, Gentry. I don't know. I wonder what they do there. That's a good one. 11.
Well, by rule, I'm stuck on the Raiders, I guess.
You are.
New England.
Ooh. I want to say Miami. But you guys went first, and I would get to New England before the Raiders.
Can I?
You want to switch to Miami?
Yeah, I do. I like Miami. Friday. I like Miami better. Miami. There. Friday. Yeah.
10.
I will swing back to the Raiders, even though I know I'm fighting a losing cause. I like New England better than the Raiders.
Week one, they play.
Right. I think I picked them to win when we did their schedule.
You picked New England
to beat the Raiders, yeah. Right.
I mean, aren't these going to be... You can say no. Aren't these going to be fun games? At New England, there's never been a fun game at New England, so maybe not week one. The Chargers on a Monday night, I'm in. Week three at Washington. Give me the points. I'm down on Washington. Week four, Bears at Raiders. Okay, 4 o'clock. 5 at Indy, 6 Tennessee. Got to get those wins. At the Chiefs in 7. I like that little stretch there. Washington, Chicago.
I maybe would pick them to lose all the first three games there. That's the Raiders we're talking about. That's their schedule, right?
Well, there's a pretty good chance they'll definitely be underdogs in 2. And maybe the Chargers at home would be favored at the Chargers would be favored at the Raiders. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like obvious. I don't know. Okay. So 10.
Yeah, where did we end up?
Is it
there?
Vegas? Vegas.
Okay.
9. New England, Jacksonville, Houston are your options here.
I'm going to say New England. I only like them a little bit more than the Raiders. So I have them right next to each other.
You have them beating them.
At least if I have any say about it.
I'll say Houston.
I'm still in New England.
Okay. There's a chance Houston gets it with Stroud. Last year, the offensive line was a disaster. They did make all kinds of changes there.
How scary is the shoulder stuff, though?
Yep.
Right?
Maybe. Coach won't really say.
Yeah.
Even Tank Dell as well. I mean, I think the assumption there is even if he plays this year, it's probably not going to be the same guy ever again.
And he probably doesn't play.
Yeah, probably doesn't.
Probably doesn't even make it back this year. Yeah.
8.
I'll say Houston now then.
Okay. To the playoff teams. 7.
Jacksonville.
All right. Well, now I kind of feel gross. Jacksonville.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
I've fallen in love with them a few times, though, in the Trevor Lawrence era.
Yeah.
And they just burn me so bad every time.
Well, the coach is a key there. Maybe he can really elevate Lawrence. 6. Chargers here for me.
Sure.
I'd rather be the Bengals, I think.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be the Broncos.
I think it's really those are really close.
Those are your contenders there. Yeah, those I think should be the next three teams in some order.
5.
Denver.
Cincinnati.
Denver. Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton.
Just so quiet for a moment there.
I know. RJ Harvey, Evan Engram, Franklin, Mims, McLaughlin, the prior collection of misfit toys in Denver's offense. The rest of the team's pretty good.
Seems like it, yeah.
Seems like it. Four, Cincinnati.
Bengals, yeah.
Three,
Chiefs.
Still on KC, yep.
That's it then. No debate. 4 weeks in a row, Kansas City at three. Signed the Buffalo Bills / Baltimore Ravens booster clubs. You need to beat these people one of these times, you know.
Well, this is the only time of the year where we can beat them. So
no, November is another one.
Well, sure, right. But they're usually ahead of the Bills once they start playing.
They'll start 8-0 again. And it'll be like, come on.
Baltimore at Kansas City, 4/25, week four. That'll be on your sets after you get home from Saints-Bills. Be the second half of Ravens at Chiefs.
Tasty.
Where the Ravens, who start here, then it's the Browns, and then it's the Lions at home on a Monday night. You know, a team like that, that might have to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough start. Not the Browns, probably. Who did beat them? What, that's 2 years ago, Watson? Or is that even last year when they won in Baltimore? Elijah Moore. Could that have been last year? Is that one of their losses last year? Probably was.
Well, I don't
the
remember.
Ravens. The Ravens lost at home to the Raiders last year, maybe week two. One of those. Who cares?
Right. Well, they got. Yeah, they were on. They were off to a rocky start when they hammered the Bills. Weren't they 1-3 or something? Maybe. Maybe not 1-3. Maybe
they started 0-2. They lost the Chiefs, Raiders, and then they do lose to the Browns in week 8.
And that's a Watson game, and then he's gone forever.
And ever, as it turns out, it seems. Yeah.
Two.
Ravens.
Fine. Bills won. Raise the banner.
Woo!
Too bad this year isn't the new stadium, because you have a real ceremony.
That's right.
It is back-to-back. The Bills come in at the bottom of the reverse AFC power rankings 2 weeks straight.
Speaking of celebrating things, shout out to our buddy Jeremy White from our morning show for coming home with the longest drive at the Bills media golf tournament today. There were actual NFL football players there playing in this thing, and Jer had the longest drive today. So, way to go.
Yeah, way to go. 803-0550 for any thoughts you might have on what we've been talking about today. What have we been talking about today? Peter DeBoer and Sean McDermott, for one. Tyler Dunn was with us. And how about these power rankings? Maybe you think we've made an egregious error. There has to be one, I think. I mean, that... You could say it. You should say it. You should call us and say it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after sports on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.